Three, two, one. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heiss Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heiss Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. My blockbuster special for this week is the Premier DHA, the EPA DHA, and the EFA oil blend. Buy two or more bottles and get 25% off each. This sale is only for the WTLN listeners. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. You can also email your order or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Dr. Heiss is back with us again today. Welcome back, Dr. Heiss.
Thank you. Good to be here, Renee.
And we're going to discuss good fats and bad fats, fats that heal and fats that kill. And if we have time, we might discuss some good and bad sugars. But most of us hear the word fat and we go into a total state of panic. The majority of the public believes that if they consume any fat at all, that it will cause them to become fat or it might cause some type of heart disease. But that's a myth. In fact, Dr. Heiss, isn't the exact opposite true?
That's true. You've heard of that doctor up in New York. He's been gone for a while, but he was a big proponent of eating a lot of animal fats. And that was a very successful way of being able to help people lose weight.
Yeah, so let's cover some of the myths about fat. Myth number one, saturated fat is bad. Actually, in the 1950s, their saturated fat studies, they used margarine to determine whether saturated fat promoted heart disease. They didn't use butter. They used margarine. So it was only in the 1990s that scientists started pointing out that margarine was a trans fat, not a saturated fat. Yeah. In fact, France consumes four times more butter than we do here in the U.S. And they actually have, it's 2.7 times fewer heart disease deaths. So faulty research with margarine, you know, kind of started us down the wrong path. Myth number two, eating a diet high in fat will give you heart disease. Again, let's go back and look at France. Not only do they eat four times more butter, but they also consume 60% more cheese and three times more pork than we do here in the U.S. So I think I might be making a trip to France. but, you know, here they, you know, at a rate of almost three times fewer deaths than we have here. Myth number three, eating fat will make you fat. Again, going back to France, they consume an average of 108 grams of fat per day compared to the standard American diet of only 79 grams of fat per day. And believe it or not, Americans on average weigh about 30 pounds more than the average French person. So what are your thoughts, Dr. Heiss?
Well, that is a common belief in our culture. But there are other, you mentioned, other cultures where they have a higher amount of fat. I think the Maasai in Africa have a much higher level of fats.
Yes.
And yet they don't have the heart disease like we have, or some of the other degenerative inflammatory diseases. And of course, we know that the Eskimos, you know, they eat whale blubber, you know, but they survive and they do much better. So it's our industrialized culture. There's other cofactors which are creating the problem with obesity and with degenerative diseases, diabetes, cancers, etc.
So
fats are not the bad guy.
No, so
it's just good fats.
We can, you know, do a comparison. In the French diet, their fat sources are butter, cream, cheese, olive oil, nuts, and fish fats. Whereas in America, our fat sources are vegetable oils. Yeah. We use like Pam spray, and so you think it's not butter spray. You know, margarine, other butter replacements, peanut butter. That's a huge one here in the United States, and animal fats. And then in France, their protein sources are meat, pork, and seafood. Mm-hmm. And here we eat meat, but we also consume a lot of eggs and chicken, a lot. In France, their carbohydrate sources, you know, I hear that a lot. Oh, it's a carb. I don't want to eat it, you know. But your vegetables and your fruits are carb sources. But France consumes bread, but just some. You know, our carbohydrate sources here in America, bread, cereal, potatoes, cookies, cakes, you know, that's where we get into trouble.
And the processed.
Yes.
Think about that. How much of this stuff is being purchased not around the outside perimeter of the store, mm-hmm. but on the inside where it's boxed and processed goods. That's what really helps to facilitate the breakdown and the oxidation and the harmful effects of some of these fats. And of course, man has done his industrialized impact and created a lot of artificial fat. Like, for instance, we knew for a long time, we were being told anyway, that trans fats was the way of being able to deal with the bad fats.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that it was creating more inflammation within the blood vessels, which is cardiovascular disease.
Yeah.
So the more unadulterated the fats, the better. You know, the seeds, the nuts, and even the meats, if it's grass-fed. We'll get into that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, fat is not the problem. The problem is that we've been eating the wrong fats and eating them in the wrong amounts and consumed with a lot of sugar and starch. So before we get in and talk about the good fats, we want to talk about the bad fats that harm us. So, you know, when we think of bad fats, we want to think of them as damaged fats, basically any fat that's been altered, whether it's with a chemical solvent or high heat, oxidation with exposure to air, exposure to light. So, you know, if you think about you're reaching for that olive oil in the store and it's on the top shelf in the grocery store in a clear bottle, that's not good for it.
Right. Why? Because there's three factors that oxidize even an olive oil, although it's not as saturated, and that is light, oxygen. What was the other one?
Heat.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. So let's give everybody some examples of what the bad fats are, Dr. Heiss.
Examples of bad fats?
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the chemical effect upon fats.
Mm-hmm.
Heat is another issue. You know, you have these roasted nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts are a good source of oils, but when they're roasted, then that changes the chemical configuration of the oil. So it's no longer as beneficial. Same thing with, I was thinking of soy. Some people think, soy. So it's a good food, but mm-hmm. unfortunately, most all soy, and I'll get into even the corn, which gets into the sugar issues.
Right.
We won't have time to get into that today, but these are highly chemicalized. You've heard of Roundup. Now, that's what they use. They use sprays to end the genetic alteration of those molecules. That is no longer a food. That is a powerful poison. And it's hard for the body to get that out of the system before it does damage, free radical damage, and can get into altering the DNA activity of a cell.
Yeah, and canola oil, they like to tout that as a healthy oil, but it's not.
No.
It's harmful for everyone.
Yeah.
In fact, they, you know, I guess if it's in its, you know, original state, it's not so bad, but then by the time they process it, you know, it ends up containing as much as 50% trans fats.
And it's such a, Well, I know a lot of this comes out of Canada, but they have to use chemicals to try and clean it because it's so, you know, riddled with something you wouldn't want to buy if you looked at it in the store.
And from what I understand, it has to be deodorized.
It has to be deodorized too because it has a very bad flavor. So by the time they're all done working with canola oil, you got a chemical.
Yeah.
Bad. So don't use canola oil at all.
Yeah. And vegetable oils, anything that's heated for frying or baking, those are not good for us. That turns them into trans fats.
Let's see, you want to do maybe some vegetables in a fry pan. What do they do? What do they call that?
Sauteing,
yeah. What kind of oils do you think would be beneficial for us to use?
Butter is my first choice, grass-fed, okay. Hormone-free butter.
Okay.
Coconut oil
is my other
choice.
I was thinking about that very thing. Yeah, it starts out as a hard oil. We generally think of like a butter, it's very saturated, and much like butter, coconut is saturated, but it turns out to be very anti-inflammatory, and that's great for cooking, and it doesn't have a bad flavor either.
Right, and it's got a high flash tolerance level, so it doesn't, yep. if you're cooking, sautéing, baking, it's not going to turn toxic on you while you're cooking. So are most of these man-made fats that we're aware of, like the margarines and the Crisco, those are considered trans fats, correct?
Absolutely. And I'm really surprised. I was in the Publix yesterday, and I noticed that they still have a slew and a lot of quantity. There must be a lot of people buying it because they've got a lot of it supplied on the shelves. And it would be, it's very, very inflammatory. It's very toxic. It's not a good oil at all. Margarines. And sometimes they have, you know, what do they call that one that's Good Earth? Is that it?
Yeah.
Or it's better. Can't believe it's butter or mm-hmm. better than butter. You know, some of these, they are not healthy.
Yeah.
They have lecithin in there. They have soy lecithin. And they have other oils which are very, very unhealthy for us to be using. So if you want butter, stay with the organic salted or unsalted butter. And it is not harmful for you.
Yeah, because these trans fats, they're artificial and they're completely foreign to the human body. And our bodies are completely incapable of utilizing them. In fact, researchers have stated that any levels of trans fat above zero are very harmful to us. But trying to get the grocers to get it out of their processed foods, it's going to be difficult because
yep.
it increases the shelf life
yes.
of the food.
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't cost that much more or less to do it.
Right.
So other oils to avoid, unsaturated oils like almond oil, sesame oil. We already covered canola oil, sunflower oil, peanut oil, soy, walnut, and you were mentioning corn.
Right.
So why are those some things that we completely want to stay away from? Why are they bad for us? What damage do they do to our bodies?
Well, we know that high levels of polyunsaturates, like vegetable oils, and unfortunately it's still commonly put into our culture, but those are, they say, well, if it's a vegetable oil, it must be good because it comes from vegetables.
Right.
However, statistically, they've done research and found that 99% of the population has an omega-3 deficiency. Vegetable oils are not omega-3s.
Right.
They are omega-6s, and you can have too much of it. It's okay to have a little bit because the body will convert some of that anyway. However, if we don't have enough of the omega-3s, now we've got a problem. So the polyunsaturates, vegetable oils, we get way, way, way too much of that stuff. And, of course, much of that is industrialized, highly refined, and that further deteriorates it and makes it a problem.
Not the way God made it.
Definitely not, yes.
And that can cause problems like heart disease, liver damage, osteoporosis. It can depress the thyroid function, weight gain. Nobody wants that. And even cancer. So, yeah, the bad oils definitely can cause the weight gain, not just from its calorie content, but because its harmful effects on the thyroid, and the thyroid can controls the metabolism.
Right.
So the question that comes up a lot, Dr. Heiss, is it any different if they eat organically grown vegetable oils? So if you go to the store and there's organically grown canola oil, is that any better for me?
Well, you go ahead and answer that question. I'll wait to hear from you on that one.
Without the addition of the agricultural chemicals, an excess of the unsaturated vegetable oils just damages the human body. I was reading that cancer cannot occur unless there are unsaturated oils in the diet. It also stated that alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver cannot occur unless there are unsaturated oils in the diet. And heart disease can actually be produced by unsaturated oils and prevented by adding saturated oils to the diet. So.
And, of course, in Bible times, here's the contrast. Mm-hmm. In Bible times, how did they eat? Remember they talked about the bread, and, of course, they had in Palestine to this day. They still have olive trees.
Yep.
And it's a great, great oil. So all at that point, all the foods were still organic. Even the milk that they would take from goats, that was organic. And the butter that they made from it, the yogurt they made kefir, it was a fermentation process. And the meats that they eat, it was grass-fed. It wasn't loaded with sprays and chemicals and pesticides and herbicides. And if they did live close enough, were able to get access to fish, they would either eat it raw, or pardon me, not raw, but fresh, mm-hmm. or they would preserve it in a salt brine mm-hmm. that would be able to just, in fact, when I was in Ukraine, they did some of that when they'd ship. They would fish in the river, and they'd want to hang it up because they didn't have refrigeration, and they would just hang it up and let it dry, but it was salted, and so there was another way of preserving it. But at any rate, the preservation of meats were harmless to the body. We have an industrialized society, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, that has adulterated our foods and brought on much of our problems with disease and cancers.
Yeah. So let's talk about the good fats, the fats that heal. And we call these essential fatty acids. Yep. And they're called essential because our bodies can't produce them. And these are both the omega-3s and the omega-6 fats. But Dr. Heiss, can you tell us a little bit about the difference between the two, the omega-3s and the omega-6?
As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the omega-3 is the best oil. And omega-6 is okay as long as we have the preponderance of oils being the omega-3s.
Right.
And I'd like to share with our listeners some of these things that would be beneficial on a practical level so you know what you're going to be able to eat.
Absolutely.
But when the essential fatty acids that are found contain linolenic and alpha-linolenic, and those are essential, meaning that we have to get those nutrients, those basement membrane essential fatty acids out of our food. The body mm-hmm. can't make it. And that's where I would like to share our list when you're ready on some of the foods that we can eat that are very, very good. Maybe you can say, oh, well, I eat that. Good. But you may be eating some things that are not good.
Yeah, and like you said, the omega-6s, those fats are known to promote inflammation, and the omega-3s to reduce inflammation, but we do need both. But if you have a ratio of 1 omega-6 to 1 omega-3 or 2 omega-6 to 1 omega-3, that's the ratio we should be at. But the American diet, unfortunately, is like 20 omega-6 to 1 omega-3 up to 50 to one. So, that's where we're getting a lot of the damage. Those omega-3s can overcome that if it's in the correct ratio. The American diet, it's desperately lacking those omega-3s in our daily routine. And the EFAs, the essential fatty acids, they perform so many life-supporting functions in each cell of our body. And they're necessary from birth all the way through the time of our death. And they're part of every cell membrane, every organ, every tissue, especially that of the brain. So,
it's very critical, involved in cell growth, cell division, cell-to-cell communications, to gene expression, to hormone production and just many more. The list goes on. Our body's made up of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Those mm-hmm. fats or essential fatty acids, as you said, need to be primarily omega-3s.
Yeah, they really keep our cells strong.
Yeah.
And they help protect the immune system, and they also help to prevent damage from other chemicals that we end up accidentally ingesting. So, and they're very essential to the nervous system, and we use them a lot at the clinic to help support the kidneys.
Yes.
And that's a big one. So they're, very, very important for so many things.
Can I say, Renee, that I know you and I would both agree that when a person is tested, and we generally test the kidney first because it's involved in detoxification, mm-hmm. we generally find that the kidneys are off. And what's the one thing that's lacking that we generally give it to fix the kidneys?
Yep, essential fatty acids.
Essential fatty acids, that's right.
And if it's not there, the next place we go to is the brain, and it'll show up at the brain points.
There you go, yep.
So, yeah, it's
as a matter of fact, 50% of the brain is fat. So the better the fat, you know, you mentioned a couple weeks ago, artificial fats, artificial health.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, some of the things that the essential fatty acids can help with, you know, the joint health, skin, hair, nails, hearing and vision. It can actually help improve the bad cholesterol and increase metabolism, healthy brain function, including mental and emotional stability. So if you see all the instability in, you know, the emotions and mental things going on out in our world today, you know, yeah, our country's lacking the EFAs that we need to support healthy brain function. So you can supplement your essential fatty acids with our blockbuster special, the DHA, the EPA DHA, the EFA oil blend, which are all excellent clean sources, but you can also include some of these in the diet. So Dr. Heiss, what do you recommend?
Oh, good. I get to give you the list. All right. Animal organs. I know that's not real popular, but make sure that the organs are coming from grass-fed animals. And then, of course, wild fatty fish like salmon and cod and egg yolk from pastured chickens. In other words, you know, the commercial operations are going to really change the whole quality of the content. So if you don't mind spending a little bit more money, maybe a little less than a dollar for a dozen eggs, you're going to get the organic kind. Make sure it just got that green stamp. Macadamia nuts, unroasted, mm-hmm. flaxseed oil, avocados, great source of omega-3s, halibut, haddock, sardines, rainbow trout, 250 milligrams of omega-3.
Oh, wow.
And it's very, very low in mercury. Mackerel and shellfish, which is an excellent source of omega-3. Clams, oysters, shrimp, and lobster. And there are others, but these are the things that you can change and begin to look at, which would be helpful for in your diet.
Yeah, absolutely. In summary, to achieve optimal health, it's very important to consume adequate amounts of these essential fatty acids, the good fats, and reduce or eliminate the bad fats. Like we said, bad fats, they're pretty much man-made or they're damaged fats. So in closing, Dr. Heiss, thank you for joining us today and explaining to our audience the importance of good fats and how to avoid the bad ones.
That's great being here, and I hope that the folks will contact you if they have any questions, right?
Absolutely. You've been listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park just off Howell Branch Road. Most EFA oils are extracted using toxic solvents, which can leave undesirable residues in the oil. Our blockbuster specials of DHA, EPA DHA, and the EFA oil blend are free from solvents and toxic contaminants. If you buy two bottles or more, you get 25% off each. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660 or you can email your order or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheise.com, that's drheise.com, or follow Heiss Health Clinic on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.